to everyone. This is Pat Pixley on the front porch with a little few memories of Omaha and Douglas County. I have lived in Omaha since 1946. I know that's a long time, but at any rate, I came here when I was in second grade. The memories are strong of many different things, but what I'd like to remind you of today is Benson High School's parade. Our mascot, of course, was Benson Bunny, which everyone thought was a really wimpy mascot. Colors were green and white, and we got out of school about 3:30 and assembled for the homecoming parade on a Friday afternoon for the big homecoming game that evening. The cheerleaders, the pep club, the band, all assembled, and here came the floats with the homecoming king and homecoming queen candidates. The streets were lined with proud parents, spectators, children, all of them happily waving flags, cheering, and clapping hands. It would be a cool but sparkling, crisp October day. We would go across the hole down the street of Maple, and first we might be Ben Franklin's, the dime store, where when I was young, I used to get a few coins and go buy a paper doll book. And you men probably bought a car or a truck. This is the 1950s, and it's still going. Then, of course, there was Haney's shoe store. It's still there. And I went to school with Don Haney, and even today he often goes into the store. It's nice to have those memories of those who still keep the old traditions alive. Then, of course, there was the dress shops, Burgie's on one corner, and across the street, Tops on the other, right next to the Douglas County Bank, which is today Great Western Bank. And, of course, we can't forget C.C. Johnson's Hardware. All of this was great fun. It was something one looked forward to all year, was the homecoming parade. This comes from my front porch to your house.